Chapter 8. I was asleep for 3 days. Mr. St. John Rivers and his sisters let me sleep. The old woman didn't want me in the house. I wasn't sick, but I was very tired. Diana and Mary wanted to keep me. Mr. Rivers said, "She is a young lady. She probably had a falling out with her friends and left. We will help her get back to them." On the fourth day, I got out of bed and ate. My clothes had been cleaned and dried. Even my shoes had been polished. I washed my face and got dressed. I went downstairs and the old woman smiled at me. "You are up. You must be better then," she said to me. She told me to sit down and asked, "Did you go begging before you came here?" "I am not a beggar," I said. "You didn't go to school," she said to me. "I went to school for 8 years," I replied. I asked the old woman about the family. Mr. St. John was the vicar in the village I went to, and the father of the family had died 3 weeks ago. I helped her make pies, and she talked about her life. The house was called Marsh End. Diana and Mary Rivers were both going to be governesses. They had all gone out for a walk. They would be back for dinner. When they came back, Diana and Mary took me to the parlour and sat me down. Mr. St. John was reading a book. He was a very handsome man. He asked me where my friends were so he could write to them and send me home. "I don't have a home or friends," I said. "How old are you?" he asked. "I am 19," I replied. He looked at my hands to see if I was married. I went red. I thought about Mr. Rochester. "Where did you live before you came here?" he asked. "I am sorry. It is a secret," I replied. "A secret that is hers to keep," Diana said. "I can't help you if I don't know about your history." "Do you need help?" Mr. St. John said. "Yes, I need help finding a job. I don't need much money," I said. "I will help you find a job. Tell me what you can do," he said. I had something to eat. I told Mr. St. John Rivers about my life until Thornfield. I told him that I was a governess, but had to leave there 8 days ago. I told him what happened when I got out of the carriage until I came to Marsh End. When I finished, I was sent to bed to rest. I liked the people at Marsh End. They were kind and good friends. We liked the same books and talked for hours. Diana and Mary wanted me to stay forever. Diana taught me to speak German. I taught Mary to draw. A month had gone by. Mr. St. John Rivers hadn't said anything about work to me. Mary and Diana were going to houses in the south to be governesses in 3 days. I asked Mr. St. John Rivers about a job. "I have a job for you. I want you to teach at a school for girls. I have started it. You will have a home and teach the girls from the village," he said. "Thank you." "That is wonderful," I said. I had dreamed of having my own school. We agreed that it would open next week. The first day of school was hard. The girls were nothing like Miss Varon's. When the day was over, I stood and looked at the garden. I thought about Mr. Rochester. I started to cry. Mr. St. John Rivers saw me. He had brought me a gift from his sisters. He saw I was crying. He gave me a lesson on bearing my burden. Miss Oliver came to the school to meet me. She was beautiful and lived at the big house in the village. Mr. St. John Rivers looked at the ground. Miss Oliver asked me lots of questions. She took Mr. St. John Rivers away to see her father. He was very sick. I thought that Mr. St. John Rivers was in love with Miss Oliver. The school days got easier. The girls were all lovely. I was surprised how well they all did in their lessons. The people in the village all liked me. I liked living there. I was very happy. I still dreamed of Mr. Rochester. I dreamed I was with him and he loved me. Miss Oliver kept coming to visit me. She came to the school every day when Mr. St. John Rivers was giving one of the lessons. She came to my home and talked to me. I liked her almost as much as I liked Miss Farrens. Miss Oliver asked me to draw her for her father. It took 2 days to draw the picture. On the second day, Mr. Oliver came with her to meet me. He invited me to his home. I listened to him talk. He wanted Miss Oliver and Mr. St. John Rivers to get married, but Mr. St. John Rivers wanted to be a missionary. He asked me about the school and said, "I am worried that you will find somewhere else to teach. You are too good for a village school." During the school holiday, I drew a small portrait of Miss Oliver. Mr. St. John brought me a book to read. He saw the picture. I talked to him about Miss Oliver. He told me that he loved her, but that she was not a good wife for him. I was sure that this was not true. I told him how he changed when she was around and how she loved him. But Mr. St. John Rivers argued against marrying her. She was not a missionary's wife. He looked at the portrait several times. I asked him, "Would you like me to paint you a copy?" "Thank you, but no, it is not wise," he said. He pulled a blank piece of paper over the portrait. Something on the blank piece of paper caught his eye. He looked at it, then looked at me. He looked back at the piece of paper and tore part of it off. He got up, put the piece of paper in his pocket and left. I didn't know what he saw to make him act so strangely. The paper had some spots of paint on it, but nothing else. I soon forgot that he had taken the scrap of paper with him.